You are listening to All Skins Everything with the Urban Sports Scene on Fox Sports Radio, 1340 AM and 96.9 FM, Hopewell, Virginia. Here are your hosts, Wally, Ray, and Will.
You are listening to All Skins Everything with the Urban Sports Scene on Fox Sports Radio, 1340 AM and 96.9 FM, Hopewell, Virginia. I'm your host, Wally, Ray, and Will T are out. So I'm doing a show by myself, and it's okay. I'm still going to make it do what it do, baby. Subscribe to our podcast on iTunes and Google Play. Search All Skins Everything. Also, tweet us at Urban Sports Scene and hit us up on our Urban Sports Scene Facebook page. Will T is not here, but he would usually say this. Let's get into our tradition, the pregame. Here are our topics. We'll have Lex Diamonds from Heritage Sports Radio Network join us to discuss what the Redskins should do if Alex Smith doesn't return in 2019. Finally, we'll feature our listener segment, That's Real Talk with the Urban Sports Scene. But right now, we have Lex Diamonds from Heritage Sports Radio Network on the line. What's up, Lex?
Hey, man, just sitting here trying to adjust my mind with the weather. You know, snow, the ice, the wintry mix, you know, the rain, the non-snow. I'm just trying to figure it out. Maybe I should be a weatherman.
Hey, you know what? It's the biggest hustle in the world. I'm a firm believer in
it. It is a hustle.
It is, man.
It's a big hustle.
Like you pointed out.
They're in cahoots with the grocery stores.
What? Don't give me, and you know what? Look, you about to have me have a rant about how people go overboard when they get like the drop of snow in the grocery stores. Man, I'm telling you, that crap is annoying. I was about to cuss right there. That crap is annoying.
It is, man.
So, all right, we talked about this, you know, before we did the show a little bit. We were texting each other. In your opinion, what should the Skins do about the quarterback situation with Alex Smith? If he doesn't play, it looks like he won't play during the 2019 season. It was reported that the Skins are going into the season as if he's not going to be able to play the whole season. So what would you want the Skins to do?
Well, I think it's a couple things that are going to have to happen. They're going to have to draft somebody.
Okay.
You know, if not the first round, second, third, or fourth, they're going to have to draft a quarterback. I think they messed up a couple years ago when they let, Nate Sutcliffe.
Sutfield.
Who's now with the Eagles.
Mm-hmm. Nate Sutfield, yeah. Mm-hmm.
They messed up when they let him go because he was like number three. And if you notice, Washington has kind of been running the last couple seasons, just been running with two quarterbacks. So they kind of messed up with that. They need a young guy in the mix, someone that can kind of learn the offense, mm-hmm. and can kind of coach up. So I think there's a young quarterback out there. They definitely need to be in the conversation of drafting one. And then they're going to have to, you know, they're going to have to go with Colt. But I also think they need to bring in a veteran, you know, someone like a Tyrod Taylor.
Mm-hmm.
And we've talked about A.J. McLaren.
Mm-hmm.
McCarron, we've talked about him, you know, possibly coming here. I mean, they can't really afford investing in a quarterback that's going to cost a ton of money because they still have other needs that are pressing and they still on the hook to paying Alex Smith.
Mm-hmm.
So for Washington, you know, they don't have a lot of options, to be honest with you.
So what about a former quarterback that was on the team? He played, you know, in the Beemore area, 295, Robert Griffin III. Would that be a viable option?
I think it would have been a viable option had they done like all the other coaches, other organizations that had losing seasons and fired their coach.
Mm-hmm.
But because they did not fire their coach, because they felt like the reason why they had a losing season was because of the injuries and not because of coaching, you can't pick up Robert Griffin III because him and Jay didn't want Robert mm-hmm. when he was here.
Mm-hmm.
So now, you know, now he's in a desperate state needing a quarterback, and Robert is probably going to be available.
Yeah.
And if you're Robert, maybe he wants to come back to D.C., but not play for Jay Gruden.
Mm. So you don't think, like, that owner would be like, hey, man, you've been losing Jay. We need a quarterback. I don't got a lot of money to spend. Because we tied into Alex. I mean, Robert is cheap. You don't think the owner can coerce Jay to say, you know what? Hey, this is as good as it gets.
Let me tell you something. You sound like a movie writer. That would be a great movie. You're the franchise quarterback. You're drafted number two. You had this great rookie season, then you get injured. Then you have a couple of seasons where you struggle and you don't work with your teammates. You get exiled to the worst team in football. And then you kind of find your way. Yeah. And then you find your way back in the area.
I'm painting the picture.
You know what I'm saying? Because of unfortunate situations, the team that drafted you now has to pick you up as a free agent in a cheap, for a cheap amount of money, and then you lead them to the Super Bowl.
I ain't say all that, Lex. Lex, I ain't say Super Bowl now.
I mean, I'm just saying, that would be a great story.
I know that would be, Lex. That would. But unfortunately, I'm with you, though. I don't think it would happen because, you know, obviously. The beef, I don't want to call it beef, but I don't think Jay wants to coach a guy like Robert Griffin III. But, you know, these guys I mentioned in the past, we did this, we've talked about it before, like Teddy Bridgewater would be a guy that I think that he should bring in town. I know they shouldn't go into the season if they really want to win, right? If they really want to win, you know, and this is Jay's last, this is Jay's last year to prove that he can win with his team. If he really wants to win, if you want to go in, if you go in the season, Colt McCoy is your starter. Jay, you're already fired. That's just my opinion. And people can hate all they want. You're already fired.
Well, I'm not gonna say that. I'm not gonna go that far. Mm-hmm. But they don't have a lot of options at this point. And mm-hmm. and most of the quarterback options are retreads, guys that didn't have success, probably on their second or third team. And so the options aren't there, and it's mainly because of the funding. They don't have the salary cap. They don't have the money to really go after a guy like Teddy Bridgewater or a guy like Joe Flacco. Mm-hmm. So they're going to have to take guys in that second, third, fourth tier, that group of guys. And they really, it's sad to say it, but the way they picked up Sanchez and Johnson is sort of how Washington will have to put a Band-Aid on their quarterback position going in the next season because of this Alex Smith injury. And so for Washington, they're really going to have to hope that they get blessed in this draft with some talent because they're going to have to succeed in other positions. They're going to have to hope the running game is better with guys coming back mm-hmm. and, just the defense, the Alabama wall, and those guys mature another year, the linebacker, Ruben Foster, if they re-sign him. You know, all those guys, they're going to have to hope that those guys are successful and that the quarterback that they have, whomever it may be, is serviceable and can help them win 10-plus games.
Well, you always got the kid Jones out of who plays for Duke, who was Senior Bowl MVP. That's a kid that the Skins could target maybe in the later rounds unless the stock goes up and maybe, you know, unless the stock goes up. But that's a guy that I think the Skins could target in terms of a rookie. And he's been, you know, he's worked with Peyton Manning and Peyton Manning camps. Peyton Manning's came down to Duke to work out with the team and work with him. So he's familiar with Peyton Manning. You know, that's always something, you know, when you can touch Peyton Manning, right, as a quarterback. So there are quarterbacks out there in the draft that they can – I want to say they can look at. I mean, there's no guy, other than the kid from Ohio State that I feel like special. That's just my opinion going into this draft. But my thing about the Skins is that you're going to draft a quarterback, draft somebody that you really believe in. Don't draft somebody just because you need a quarterback, because this draft to me isn't super strong at that aspect. You know what I mean? Like the next draft with Tua and folks. Yeah, we can talk. Like that's a draft that you can find your potential franchise quarterback.
And I think that's what I totally agree with you. I don't think Washington should commit to a first-round quarterback. You can find quarterbacks in latter round. Yeah. Tom Brady, the GOAT.
Of course.
What, was he a sixth-round pick? Uh-huh. Fourth round?
Something like, yeah.
I mean, uh-huh. Tom Brady is a legend. You know what I mean? So you don't have to waste a first-round pick on a quarterback, especially one that you don't really believe in, and you're just kind of forced to draft a guy that's probably not worth, you know, a 15th pick when you desperately need to fill other holes, offensive line help, linebackers, cornerbacks. you know, a franchise receiver. I mean, those are positions that you need, I think, just as importantly as the quarterback. And you don't want to go in the next season with a starting rookie quarterback either.
Yeah.
So there's some questions for Washington this offseason, and the quarterback position is one of them.
Especially if you, Jay. You know what I'm saying? Especially if you, Jay, and, you know, you could get fired. You want to go into a season with a guy you believe in that you feel like is ready to, you know, handle your playbook. You're listening to All Skins Everything with the Urban Sports Scene right now. We have Lex Diamonds from Heritage Sports Radio Network on the line. So do you believe – I know I mentioned it myself, but do you believe that this team can truly be successful in 2019 with Colt McCoy as their starting quarterback?
I think they can be successful if the offensive line is intact. Okay. A guy like Brandon Sheriff and Trent Williams, and, you know, I'm not a big fan of Moses, but he is serviceable, yeah, offensive lineman. You know, when they have their offensive, I'm not a fan of Moses.
Okay.
If you watch him play in the game, he makes a lot of bad decisions.
I know where you're coming from.
So, but he's serviceable,
yeah,
you know, and, you know, he's somebody that we need to be available,
mm-hmm,
and, you know, healthy. And we need our offensive line, you know, to protect the quarterback. And I think if the offensive line can stay healthy, I think Colt is able to be successful.
Mm-hmm.
Now, does that mean he's going to be, you know, as good as Nick Foles? No. But if we can get the supporting cast to play well, I think Washington will be fine with the, you know, with the defense, especially if they get. I'm really high on Reuben Foster. I know he's got some off the field issues.
Oh, bro, we all are, though. We all are high on him.
But I'm high on Reuben Foster. He's a great linebacker. Washington needs playmaking linebackers. He's a guy that fits that bill,
mm-hmm,
and that defensive line is definitely one of the top defensive lines in the league, and I respect that defensive line. So with him coming back, you know, Washington will have to fill some holes in the secondary, but I'm very excited to see what Reuben Foster can do with the big guys up front and the Alabama wall.
No, I agree with you. I think Reuben Foster is going to have a win, you know, depending on what happens with, you know, Roger Goodell. But I don't think he really, well, in my opinion, if everything's dropped, he should really get suspended. But that's a whole different argument.
Right.
I think he's a lights out inside linebacker. I think we're looking at a guy that can rival. He probably would be, in my opinion, he would be the best inside linebacker or middle linebacker since London Fletcher for this team. You know what I mean? And because I think he has that much ability. And to be honest with you, potentially he could be just as good as, you know, like C.J. Mosley, who played for the Ravens. This guy is that talented. So like, if he can get on the field with Payne and Allen and Ioannidis, he could be a beast.
Absolutely. And, you know, it's unfortunate that Washington released, let DJ Swearinger go.
Yeah.
Because I think him and DJ would have been a great tandem, kind of rivaling, you know, like a poor man's version of Ed Reed and Ray Lewis.
Oh, man. Wow.
When Baltimore had, great defense.
Mm-hmm.
So it'll be interesting to see what happens this offseason, but I hope Washington doesn't, you know, sell the farm to get a quarterback. I honestly believe Alex Smith is done.
Oh, for
so,
real?
I mean, they're going to need a quarterback.
Yeah.
But if this is not the year for a great quarterback, then don't fool with it.
Yeah.
Because you still got too many holes. You got people to sign. Certain people need to be signed. And then certain people need to be let go.
Agreed.
I'm not going to say Josh Norman's name as one of the people that need to go. However, there's some players on this team, some linebackers. Not gonna say his name.
You're not gonna say it. You're not gonna say Mason Foster's name, but I know, I feel you.
That was slow, very slow. When you look at the film, you can see that he was a step behind everybody. I'm not gonna say Foster's name.
Right? I'm not gonna say a person's name who's on Twitter stating that, you know, fans don't see what really is going on, but like you said, this person is just slow. You can't lie being slow. Like, you can't be,
exactly.
You know what I mean? You can't lie on being slow. It is what it is. But yeah, I get your point, but I'm not going to mention Foster's name either. I'm not going to do it.
No, I'm not going to do it, man. And listen, it's crazy that I'm calling somebody slow because I know I can catch the guy, but I'm old. I'm not a football player anymore.
Exactly, bro.
I can speed, but I wasn't able.
I'm with you. We're not football players, but we can call somebody slow. You know it's serious, right? You know it's serious.
Exactly.
That's what I'm saying. You know it's serious. So that's all I'm saying. I agree with you. I mean, you could tell when you watch tape, when you're running side by side with somebody and they keep pulling away, that means you slow. That means you football slow.
Yeah, very slow. So that's an area Washington's got to improve on. And, you know, and then I think you address that quarterback position. I mean, if Colt is 100%, I'm not disappointed in having Colt come back as my starting quarterback. Mm-hmm. But, you know, Josh Johnson wasn't bad.
Yeah.
You can't bring back Sanchez.
No, he's
I'm
not
sorry.
Back.
You can't bring him back. And if you want to bring in two quarterbacks, maybe, if Tyrod is available, you go and get him, and then you draft a young guy. You know, I'm all for that. But I like RG3, but I just don't like him with the Redskins, unfortunately.
Yeah,
not with Jay. I don't see him and Jay working together.
Yeah, I don't see it either. I just said that I said that to piss off Kirk Cousins supporters and people who hate Griffin. I did that on purpose. I was just trolling. Obviously, he's not coming here. If he came here, Jay wouldn't be the coach. And I'm just keep that a buck.
You know, I'm actually shocked RG3 didn't get a shot to play in Baltimore, though.
He had a little, he got an opportunity in that game when Lamar got hurt. And he played well, too. He was playing okay. I think under the right system, I'll give you an example. So, say, the Eagles need a backup if Nick Foles gets hurt, right?
Mm-hmm.
Nick Foles is gone. They need another backup. And Carson Wentz gets hurt again. I think that system would be great for Griffin. I think Griffin would look really good in that system. I'm not saying he's better than Wentz. I'm not saying that. What I'm saying is that he would look good. He would do what – I think he can do some of the same things Nick Foles did. Put it that way.
I don't know, man. I would tell you, Eagles got a situation on their hands. I think if I was the general manager, I might trade Carson Wentz.
Oh, no, I wouldn't. Because I think
try to get as much as I possibly could. Because Nick Foles plays so well in that system.
Well, I see where you're coming from. But I'm going to say this. Like Carson is younger. One, Carson is younger. Secondly, Carson's the type of quarterback, in my opinion, that plays well in any system. I just feel like Nick Foles is a quarterback that can play well in one system.
But that one system that you're talking about happens to be the system the Eagles.
Oh, I agree.
The Eagles run. You know what I mean?
No, no,
and
no.
He's very good at that.
Look, I see you make a great point. It's a really compelling argument. I'm not even like the way you phrased it. It makes a lot of sense. I'm just saying I'm going off that one the age because eventually Nick Foles will be Nick Foles eventually. You know what I mean? Eventually, because he's an older quarterback. It is what it is. And Carson still has years to get even better than what he is now. And Carson, and let's be real, Carson at his best, when he's healthy, and he's 10 times better than even what Nick Foles was doing. Like, the Carson we saw, when healthy, I'm talking about the year, not this season, but the season prior, he was better than what Nick Foles was doing, period. Like, he didn't have any bad games. Like, Carson didn't have bad games. Nick Foles, even in that period, had bad games. You know what I mean? Like, look at the Atlanta game they won in the playoffs. Nick Foles ain't look good. You know what I'm saying? But that defense ball. So, it's just but Carson looked good throughout the season. That's my thing. But, yeah, I get it. Like, if you can get a lot of assets for Carson Wentz, a bunch of first-round picks, why would you not entertain that?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Why would you not understand it? So that's a good point. I mean, you make a real good point. I mean, we know this, being Skins fans, that, this team gave up how many first-round picks for Griffin?
You said what?
We, as Skins fans, we know this. How many first-round picks did we give up to get Griffin in the draft? You know what I mean?
A lot.
Exactly.
Too many.
Exactly. So there's always a team that may value Carson Wentz like we value Griffin in that draft and be like, you know what? F it. We're going to give you three first round picks. And if you get that type of offer, why wouldn't you take that? Because it's not again, it's as much as I like Carson Wentz, it ain't like he Tom Brady.
But it's funny. I'm gonna tell you who would possibly offer three first picks for Carson Wentz? The Patriots.
That would be something
New England would do.
You know what? Yeah.
Because they always seem to have an abundance of first round draft picks.
You know what? That's a good point. They probably would do it as the heir apparent to Tom Brady, right? I can see.
Yep. Either that or pick up Nick Foles.
Yeah, I definitely think they would get. You know what? I think they would do that. I think they would definitely make that type of move. They would definitely try to target Carson if the Eagles were ever going to do that. But the Eagles won't do that. They're in love with Carson. They are in love with Carson. But hey, Lex, before I let you go, let my listeners know about what you got going on here at the Sports Radio Network, and also how they can catch you on your social.
Hey, well, right now you guys can follow me on Instagram or Twitter at Lex Diamonds without the A. We're getting ready, gearing up for TIAA tournament. Also, man, I'm always doing music. Tell everybody to pick up that, download that new Trez Falsetto single, Perfect. It's one of the top new singles out. So check that out when you get a chance. It's dedicated to the women, to the ladies.
It's always about them, man.
Absolutely.
It's always, man. I love it. Hey, you need to get a podcast for yourself. I think we need to get like a Lex podcast, man. You talk real stuff, man. Power, all that type stuff. We need to get you a podcast.
Hey, I understand, man. But make it happen.
Look, man, I'll be a Don King, man. Only in America. I'll be a Don King, man. Hey, all right, Lex, man. I appreciate you, my man.
Hey, thanks for having me on.
Anytime. So we'll have you on next week. Maybe next week we'll talk about the Skins possibly moving to a 4-3 defense. I gotta throw out ideas, man.
I think Washington should trade for AD. How about that?
I love it. All right.
Talk later.
Hey, AD. That's my man, Lex Diamonds, man, from Heritage Sports Radio Network, talking about the Skins trade for Anthony Davis. Everybody wants Anthony Davis. Anthony Davis is like the realest thing in the world. Anyway, it's time for That's Real Talk with the Urban Sports Scene. See you after the break. Listening to All Skins, Everything with the Urban Sports Scene on Fox Sports Radio 1340 AM and 96.9 FM, Hopewell, Virginia. I'm your host, Wally. Again, Will T and Ray are out, but they should be back next week, hopefully. Make sure you subscribe to our podcast on iTunes. Search All Skins, Everything with the Urban Sports Scene. Also, do the same for us on Google Play. It's time for That's Real Talk with the Urban Sports Scene. Anytime you feel like ranting about the Skins or you have a question, call us and leave us a voice message. Here is the number. It's 301-799-5407. You can also tweet us at Urban Sports Scene or hit us up on our Urban Sports Scene Facebook page. We'll play your message on our show. The topic is, what should the Skins do if Alex doesn't play in 2019? We have a few Facebook posts and comments. We put this on our Facebook page. Sex, travel, sports, food podcast, comedy, life hacks, tips, and trivia posted, what's wrong with keeping Josh Johnson as the front runner to be the starter? I don't think Josh Johnson is typically starting material. I think he's a guy that can be your backup or third string, but that's just me. Tony Livin posted, anybody but Dalton would rather see Jacoby Brissett or Teddy Bridgewater. Yeah, I want Teddy. I'm a big believer in Teddy Bridgewater. Tony Andrews posted, anyone less than $5 million a year can back up Colt or start Week one. If Colt doesn't recover from his broken leg, that will lead us to 3-13 and put us in position to draft our quarterback of the future. And that would be tanking for Tua. George, I stole your hashtag. tanking for Tua. Peter Gordon posted, I like Clayton Thorson in the second round, but that's just me. I like the kid from Duke. I mentioned him before. I think he would be a guy that the Skins could target maybe in a, you know, in late round, second, third. He was, you know, he was a Senior Bowl MVP. Paul Pickett said nothing. Start Colt in draft. I'm gonna say this again. If Colt McCoy is your starting, if he's your starting quarterback, you're tanking for Tua. My man Brandon Carey said draft Jones from Duke, the guy I just mentioned. I said keep Colt and Johnson on the roster, but knowing my Skins, they will get the homer kid McSorley from Penn State in the third or fourth round. Yeah, McSorley won't play quarterback in the NFL. I think he's a guy that may be a slot receiver, a running back, or a DB or something like that in the NFL. Dre Pitchford posted, the cheapest thing to do is draft with all the money that's tied into Alex Smith. Regardless how average the other quarterbacks are in free agency, they still will cost. So the cheapest thing for us to do is to just draft a QB. Yeah, I agree. I mean, I think drafting QBs is obviously the cheapest thing. They're on that rookie deal. Michael Anderson, let's take Rippon in the third or fourth round. Sean Wheeler posted, either draft a quarterback or get Bridgewater. We can't afford Dalton. Yeah, I like Bridgewater. Again, I'm for Bridgewater. If you can find a way to finagle Dalton, if you could afford Dalton, that's a guy that Jay Gruden is familiar with. Definitely bring him in. But Teddy Bridgewater to me is the best case scenario if you're trying to win. That's just my opinion. But I appreciate all the Facebook comments. Again, you know, if you instead of posting comments, you can call. It's okay. But it's okay. I like the comments. The comments are cool. They're cool. They're great. They're swell. They're gravy. But we appreciate them all. Keep them coming. Keep them coming next week. You don't have to talk about the topic I posted. You can also just rant about anything. I want everybody to know that, you know, that's real talk with the urban sports scene. Is your forum. You can rant about anything you want to, Skins related. I appreciate you all for listening to the show. Again, you've been listening to All Skins Everything with the Urban Sports Scene on Fox Sports Radio 1340 AM and 96.9 FM, Hopewell, Virginia, for ages. You dig? Deuces. Hey, Mega, lead us out, big homie.